The traditional string instrument fills the air with a melody at Gumbihne, one of the densely populated settlements in Tamale. The gonji is here to mark the engagement of a 17-year-old junior high school leaver and her 43-year-old husband-to-be. He is Hassan Idris, who thinks it is good to marry a much younger wife.
When you look at our religion, sometimes it is good. Because if the woman is grow old and then you marry her, sometimes it's very difficult for you to get the children. You try, you try, you try, you not get. But sometimes if you are lucky, then you get few. But after all, we did plenty children.
19-year-old Isahaku Rukaya is one of the guests in this ceremony. Rukaya is already expecting her first child with her husband, a man old enough to be her father. But Rukaya is happy with her decision to get married early.
Getting married early would actually save my heart from getting broken. So I just decided to get early.
Some of today's wedding guests may be happy with the practice, which has been traditional in many parts of Ghana for decades. But nevertheless, it contravenes Ghana's constitution.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, for the chance given. Madam Speaker, my submission will be based on Honorable Mary's submission. It is important to note that the framers of the 1992 Constitution erred by saying a child who is 16 years is matured for sex but cannot get married at the same age. Madam Speaker,
children fill the Jubilee Park in Tamale to role-play parliamentary proceedings. Top of their agenda is a debate about the drivers of early and forced marriage in the country. Their proceedings coincided with the launch of a deliberate program to end early and forced marriages.
Chobai! To the children of Ghana, never again should any child be married.
Ghana's Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Otiko Afisa Jaba, emphasized her point at the lunch.
We will bring it to Parliament that the age of consent of sex is at variance with exploitation and the determination of Ghana to ensure that all children are in school and finish school at the end, that the age of marriage, the minimum age of marriage, is 18. Grandfathers and fathers cannot be marrying their children.
The northern region is one of the worst places in Ghana for child and forced marriages. It is estimated that 34% of girls are married off in the northern region before the age of 18. Gloria Nyamjang, who works with UNICEF in Tamale, said it is a sad situation right across the country.
In Ghana here, it is one in every five girls. That's somewhere around 20% of our girls that are married or in union or some form of cohabitation before they reach the age of 18. When you translate that to actual numbers, we are speaking of about 260,000 girls in this kind of union.
To fight this state of affairs, a child marriage advisory board has been formed. It is determined to fight tooth and nail against all underage marriages. 19-year-old Victoria Kwenu is part of the board. She explains why she joined.
We are in a community, and then the next two houses just behind or beside my house is, they have married their child off. The next one too. I'm just wondering the day that really gets to me, if no one speaks against these issues. So I'm really being struck by that fact that if no one speaks on that issue, one day it might definitely get to me. I'm also seeing more girls losing their lives through child marriage.
And she's not exaggerating. Child marriage can indeed kill. Not only does it rob children of their childhood, there is a higher risk of fistula. When there's a tear during birth, which can lead to embarrassing and dangerous leakages at post-birth if the woman is still not fully formed. HIV/AIDS is a huge risk too, and most of these girls are totally unprepared for motherhood. Many suffer greatly. The director of education in the northern region is Harun Cambodia. He knows that many girls are forced to cut short their education when they marry.
I must say, the fight against child marriage is very important as a solution to the enrollment and retention of girls in schools. Many girls are forced to drop out of school because of marriage. This is a common phenomenon in the regions of the north. Some also become pregnant and have to drop out and may never return to complete.
Yawa Abiba is 17. She has escaped four times from the same man who tried to make her pregnant in her village.
Because my father wanted me, give me to marry, and I don't want that marry.
Yawa fled to the city to continue her education with the assistance of aid workers. For things to really change, all Ghanaians need to change their attitude, Minister Otiko Afisa Jaba explains.
And as the quintessential Ghanaian, it saddens my heart that in my own backyard, young girls are still being sent out into marriage. If I had been married at 12, 16 or 14, I doubt very much that I'll be standing here today as your humble minister.
She hopes that by pushing for a change in attitude, more young girls and women will get the chance to become ministers or study later in life, helping not just their own futures, but the outlook of the entire country too.